The 1988 gymnastics and fencing arenas were the first structures to realize R. Buckminster Fuller's tensegrity systems at a building scale. The evolution of this new structural type began in 1949, when Kenneth Snelson, working as a student of Fuller's, developed a series of sculptures comprised of continuous wires separated by discontinuous struts. Fuller realized that if this concept was applied to structures, that the compression struts would become small islands in a sea of tension, which in turn would drastically reduce the amount of material required to build them. Fuller, who had worked for years to ephemeralize buildings, transformed Snelson's sculptural idea into a tensile integrity, or tensegrity, structural system for domes and other long-span roofs, which he patented in 1962, Figure 1. The complexity of Fuller's tensegrity domes precluded their full-scale realization until the 1980s, when another brilliant engineer simplified them enough to make them buildable. David Geiger had been refining his pneumatic cable-stiffened dome design since his first spectacular success at the U.S. Pavilion at Expo 70 in Osaka. Unfortunately, these roofs had not always performed well in northern American cities. The Pontiac Silver Dome roof in Detroit was partially destroyed in a windstorm during construction, and the roof of the Hubert H. Humphrey Metro Dome in Minneapolis partially deflated after a heavy snowstorm. Geiger had been aware of Fuller's tensegrity structures for some time, and thought it would be a significant breakthrough to build one. By simplifying Fuller's cable net, and making the dome profile much lower and more aerodynamic, Figure 2, Geiger was able to design self-supporting stadium covers, weighing only slightly more than his pneumatic roofs, Figure 3.